stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's Wednesday. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for those who want to overcome, those who want to finally be free, the biblical question is for you. What is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power? Power, amazing responses so far. Absolutely amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is that you do, and you just can't sit and watch the show, so you can podcast, you know about that, but you can also be listening while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. Anywhere in the world, you can listen on your phone. It's been made possible. So you don't have to miss one iota of the show. And then when you get back and the opportunity to come to watch it, you can podcast and watch it again. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare, darkness trying to overcome the light, and it would never happen. It is also Wednesday, and it is the first 2 hours of the show on Wednesday is Black Excellence every Wednesday. Black Excellence. That was then, in the good old days, when America was America, and blacks were not complaining.
What's wrong this is with now. The black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black. Amazing how things have changed. And it's changed because all human beings are miserable. They're suffering within. And they're looking for something that would give them pleasure, thinking that that will solve their issues. And when the pleasure is gone, the event is finished, they cry because it does not solve the problem. I even know of cases where over the years people have said, I am unhappy. I'm going to change my life. Next year is going to be better. I'm going to change my life. And then they go out, they get a new job, they buy a house or maybe a different apartment. They may move to a different state or city. They get, in some cases, they get married. They start making children, the man and the woman. They start protesting. They do everything. And they find themselves doing those things, but nothing changed. Inwardly, they're still miserable. They change their location. They change their job, business. They change their homes, but they couldn't change their nature. And they predicted that things would get better, and they didn't. And they never will. They are not going to change because you run away from the present into an illusion of the future, thinking that the future or your idea that there is a future is going to be better. You predict destruction for yourself. You always hear these, especially as Christians, they always predict tomorrow is going to be better. All in the name. They say it's going to be better. And they predict themselves away from the now, which where everything happens in the present. And they look to the future, which is an illusion, and they set themselves up to suffer even longer. What a sad way to live, huh? Not knowing that the individual, him or herself, or no situation, whether good or bad, going to change your nature. A change of mind is not a change of nature. You need a brand new nature. And the Spirit of Truth said, I will change your nature. Because it's a spiritual thing. So a change of mind is just a change of mind. It doesn't change anything else about you. And that's why the mind is only use is for practical things. Practical living. Going to work, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Driving your car, things like that. That's the only reason you need the mind. Other than that, the mind is a terrible thing to save. It's a terrible thing to save. You need a brand new nature, folks, and that's not going to happen until you practice and know that you got to stay with right now. Do not escape into darkness of thoughts and imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And you got to abandon them by being aware of them. And you shall be free. Wednesdays, the first and the second hour for those who tune in for the first time, is Black excellence, because we love the blacks, right? So we love all people, and the truth want to help everyone that want the help. It doesn't want to interfere if you don't want it. But for those who want it, it doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter male or female. If you open up and allow it to come in and take over, it will. It really will. And the love that it brings is mind-blowing. There are no words, no situation to compare real love to. You don't know what that is yet. So, and the reason we have Black Excellence because we want to remind the blacks that at one time in America, black people were normal, for the most part, normal. They were independent thinkers. They did not have leaders telling them what to do and not to do. They did not have leaders blaming others so that they could be in leadership, so-called leadership role, for their personal gain. So they were not running around telling black people, white people, your problem, slavery is your problem, racism is your problem. They were not doing that at all. And as a result, you saw little or no crime in the black family, in the black areas where blacks dwelled. And they dressed and acted like real people. They were not wild and angry and totally out of control. They were not DEI, affirmative action, begging and complaining people. They did the best they could, the father and the mother, to raise their children. They had a different standard for themselves than they do now. That's gone now. And it's gone because the blacks have given up independent thinking. They now think, and not all, but most, as a group. And you know, group thinking is evil. There's nothing good about group thinking. Group thinking is for the weak, for the man or the woman who are unwilling to stand alone. That was not like that in the good old days. Not only in Alabama, it wasn't like that. In other cities and states, it wasn't like that either. That has changed. And I've said before, one of the worst things, other than abortion, that has happened to the blacks was the so-called civil rights. We all know there's no such thing as civil rights. There's no such thing. And they've been made to yell for that for years now, and it's not working because it doesn't exist. Those are made up words, civil rights. There's no such thing as that at all, zero. Just as there's no such thing as racism. Racism is a made up word, and it's been used for nothing but destruction. Destruction of the soul of black people, for those who believe that lie. And destruction of the soul of white people because they have believed into it too, and they have given up standing up for themselves. What a sad way to live, huh? Talk about a spiritual battle. And the so-called black leadership, generation after generation, they use that word every day to gain what they want, to get what they want. And all they want for their own ego's sake, they're not thinking about the blacks at all, is for the power, so-called power, money, power, whatever. And the blacks keep falling for it, and they keep using it, that word racism. And these people who are using the word racism are evil. And those who believe it are evil. You have to be evil to believe a lie. Blind and can't see. Forgive them. They know not what they do. And there is literally zero love except for the few. And there are some black men and women who are starting to overcome the lie. but there are few, there is no love. And not all, but most blacks do not have love. Zero love. Look how they treat themselves as individuals, and look how they treat each other, and look how they treat their fellow man. And then they say that they're Christians. And God said to love one another as I love you. But they are not, there's no love. Mean and nasty and vicious and just like animals. I want to show you an example of how it was in the 1930s and show you what it's like now. Because a lot of black people, especially young blacks, they don't know that black people used to be independent. They worked for themselves and they treated all people the way they would like to be treated. They treated every color in the way that they would like to be treated. That's gone now. So a lot of black people don't believe that things were better. They do not believe that America was great at one time. For all people, it was good because they've been so lied to by the so-called civil rights leaders and the education system and their parents now. It's a real mess. So even in a place like New York, black people were in control of their life. They acted like civilized human beings. This is from Grok. For those who didn't know that blacks were normal at one time, they were not blaming white people on their failure in life or success. Isn't that amazing? And they would have never voted for a black politician or a white one who tried to make them think that their life was being held back because of a white man or white people. They would not have accepted that or tolerated that. They would have said, you know what, that black person is evil. Stay away. But here's an example from Grok. This post that I'm about to show you, it shows that in 1930 footage of Harlem showing bustling streets, well-dressed pedestrians, vendors, and police portraying a vibrant community. Watch this from X. This is Harlem, New York. Look at how normal they are. Nobody fighting, no drug addicts, no homeless people. Nobody dressed like slut makers or sluts themselves. Do you believe that? Look how they carry themselves. No gang members. Amazing, huh? Yes, black people. There were a time when black people were normal. I remember those days. And you could travel and go wherever you want and do what you want. And you didn't have a second thought. I left home at 18. My friends and other family members and people I know left home, the boys and the girls, at 18. Sometimes the girls stayed home because they wanted to be married. So I want you to remember that because you're being lied to. You're being used for personal gain. And the people who are using you don't care about you at all. Jasmine Cricket and all those people, they don't care about you at all, not one iota. It's about self. That's why they throw that word racism around like nothing, because they know you're going to react to it and vote for them. And when they vote, you vote them in, they do nothing to make your life better. They don't want it to be better. Otherwise, they wouldn't deceive you. So that was back in the 1930s. That was 1930. Remember that? They were walking around dressed up and just being normal people. Here is today's footage of blacks around New York and Los Angeles. Watch this from X. What happened? Huh?
Yo, they violated, bro. Why they do that to him?
Chill, yo. Nah.
Crazy.
Chill.
What happened, huh? How did they go from that to this? What happened? So once again, from X, I want to show you what blacks were like, because a lot of young black people don't know that blacks were civilized at one time. They think that blacks have always acted like animals and blame and fight and hurt and carry on like this. They don't even know. Nobody told them, and they haven't seen any pictures of it. And they are convinced that when you tell them America, blacks in America were just fine at one time, they don't believe it. They think you're making it up. And they call you Uncle Tom for telling the truth about it, because they think it's made up. Their black leaders, including the black preachers and others, didn't tell them that one time black people were free, and they acted like normal people. They weren't relying on affirmative action and reparations, and they were not looking to the white people to give them something free and allow them to just get into their schools and their jobs without knowing what they were doing. So I want to show you these two back to back. That way, somebody's going to remember, and when the lie comes that black people are always that way, they're not going to believe it. So this is from the 1930s out of Harlem, New York. Blacks acting like this. Look, there's a police standing there. Look, a lady walking by herself with a purse hanging down by her leg. Nobody's gonna take it. They all dressed nice and they're not going anywhere. Amazing. That was then. Isn't that amazing? Selling stuff on the side of the street like the Mexicans. That was the 1930s. This is now.
They violated, bro. Why they do that to him?
Chill, yo. Nah. Yo. Chill.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Hake?
That's crazy. That's too much mess for my taste.
It's amazing that human nature can go from that to this. Just degrade into hell. Descend into hell.
Yeah.
Isn't that like mind-blowing?
And it's so funny because I was listening to American Anchor Baby yesterday.
Yeah.
And this guy was talking about, those white supremacists been talking about all this diversity stuff and warning against the white genocide. And it's been a nothing burger. He's acting like everything is fine. He's like that dog in hell in that cartoon saying, this is fine.
Amazing.
Blind.
It's sad, too, when you think about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy how they've gone from the 1930s to this. You would think they would have gotten better, especially since there's supposed to be civil rights. That's amazing.
But that's what made it worse or helped.
That totally made it worse because they stopped relying on themselves and thought they were going to get something from the white man. They're going to get civil rights. And they were already free and didn't know it, at least physically. What a mess. And I want to show you, it is black excellent. I want to show you how these black politicians and others, they are always using the word racism, DEI, and all that to gain for themselves because they know that if they use those words, and they see how the blacks are now, and that was other than hating their parents, yearning for the father, that's what's keeping them out there like this, to vote for them. Here's a footage of this evil, wicked, nasty person, Jasmine Cricket. She doesn't have one iota of a brain in her body. Jasmine Cricket cheerfully tells GOP colleagues to show some humanity after the shooting of the ICE with that female. This is from Forbes at yesterday's conference, which was January the 8th at the time. House Judiciary Committee hearing Jasmine Cricket, of course, a Democrat, tearfully, you know when she crying, she lying, tearfully asked her Republican colleagues to show humanity for that lady that was allegedly shot by the ICE guy. Watch this from X.
I'm just asking if there's any decency or heart or courage on that side of the aisle. The fact that a woman was killed.
When she cried,
she was
lying.
Shot in her head and y'all are pretending like nothing happened. I remember when Charlie Kirk got killed. Do you? Is it okay because you have a badge? Because the last time I checked, allegedly no one is above the law. Can y'all not just have a little bit of courage and humanity?
What a heifer. No tears of fake.
Child just lost her mom. And y'all want to pretend that it is okay.
That's so phony, you have to be Stevie Wonder not to see it. Or Ray Charles. A quick break, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Amazing. 888-775-3773. You, man, woman, as an adult, you're responsible for your children, but as an adult, you're responsible for your own individual life. Otherwise, you're going to have people like Jasmine Cricket and the so-called civil rights leaders using you for personal gain. And it's all an act. They don't love you. They don't care about you. It's to try to get themselves in what they call a position of power for the money and the wealth. They don't care about you at all. There's no love in these people. Couple announcements. Number one, the latest forum, women's forum tomorrow night. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Thursday night, the third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., every third Thursday of the month for ladies only, and first Thursday of the month for men only. Our first one this year, ladies, 2026. And you are enduring until the end. Amazing, huh? So come on down. January 15th already. And then check out the merch, amazing merch, coffee, T-shirts, mugs. You can get this T-shirt, when she cries, she lying. Stay with her, stay with her, stay with her T-shirts, hoodies, all kinds of good things for you. And every dime goes back to helping us to help others get the work done here. Back into Bond. Go to, the books are amazing. My books are absolutely amazing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And we can't ship coffee, Pachi's coffee, overseas yet. The rule says, no, we can't do it. Isn't that amazing? And so sorry, folks. And you ask all the time, hey, I want some punchy coffee. Right now, we ship everything else overseas but coffee. All right? And last but not least for now, a brand new episode of thefallenstate.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Interesting discussion with T.K. Coleman. And he is a Christian minimalist. Minimalist. And best known for his role in the Emmy-nominated Netflix series, The Minimalist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What is the minimalist? What's that about?
The idea that you have to do something or become something or to get something, that's all based on the fear of man. Who does God say we are? And that's the answer.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I would say we don't know who we are. And when people don't know who they are, it is inevitable that they will behave in ways that are destructive to themselves and to their community.
Do you love white people?
Not all, not all, not all, but most.
Very interesting discussion. And if you don't love all, you love none. Isn't that amazing? But very interesting discussion. And you can support the Fallen State right there by becoming a member of the Fallen State on the YouTube channel or just jessaleepeterson.locals.com. I want to quickly just finish up this and show you how the blacks are being deceived all the time now. And it wasn't like that in the 1930s, 40s, 50s. It changed when the so-called civil rights movement came along. And now you have adult black people who can't even think for themselves. And not all, but most. They are group thinkers and they are going down the wrong trail. So we showed you Jasmine Cricket pretending to be tearing up over some black white female that was according to report in the way of ICE doing its job. And she's supposed to be a mother, a mom, they say. That made that sound real. Mom! She left her own kid. It's your mom. And went out and got in the way of the officers doing their jobs. And now she dead. And she has no one to blame but herself for listening to her father, the devil. And Jasmine Cricket, she's not tearing up about the way the blacks have become. But she, all of a sudden, she's tearing up over mom. All fake. Here's the ICE office point of view of the this Renee lady shooting. Watch this from DHS on Instagram.
Plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Whoa!
She did. Amazing. Anyone that don't see clearly that this female, Renee, whatever her name is, brought this upon herself, something wrong with you. You need to get over your emotions. You've been deceived. Based on the story. How about Jasmine Cricket? With fake tears, telling that female to show some humanity. Go home to your baby, if you have one. Here is this lady, Renee's friend. You can hear her screaming, "Why did you have real bullets? Where'd you think you're gonna have, dumb female?" Watch this from X.
Why did you have real bullets? You were scared!
You gonna deal with mob of people with fake bullets? Are you serious? Angry, out of control white females? Liberal white females? Amazing. And the question is not why did you have real bullets? The question should be screaming, why did Renee come out here to do what she did, to get in the way of the cops doing their job? You don't interfere with cops doing their jobs or Border Patrol agents or anyone. That should have been the screaming question. Not why did you have a real bullet? What the? These cops are running, these Border Patrol people are running into the streets. They're running up against people that are insane, trying to hurt them with cars and all kinds of stuff. Amazing. She got what she deserved. Nobody invited her into the street but Satan and her, I guess, her so-called friends or whomever she was working with, according to the story. And it got to get worse because human nature is evil. You don't know the depths of evil until you start to overcome evil yourself. Once you can see what's going on inside of you, you're going to see what's going on in every human being. And it's evil. There's no love in that at all. It's all ego. This is from X, a Minnesota ICE watch. The extremist open border group that Renee was associated with posts Antifa guide instructions on committing crime. So according to this report, they've been given guides, a guide on as to how to commit these crimes against the ICE agents. And so you're going to wonder why they have real bullets. Are you crazy, you heifer? And this post was shared on Instagram.
Yeah, it says that right here. It's telling them tactics on how to pull and push an officer off an arrestee or breaking their grip. So, like, putting hands on these officers and taking them off the, they're calling them arrestees.
Amazing, huh? Who would get into their car or truck or walk to an event where police officers are doing their job and you're going to get in the way? What do you expect to happen? You've been trained to do this stuff. And now Renee, whatever her name was, is dead. And the people just go on to another one. Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Oh, I want to show you another fake, evil, wicked example of this Jasmine Crooked lady. Black people, you got to be out of your mind to vote for someone like this. Really. You know you've been brainwashed. This is from Google AI, where this heifer, Jasmine Crooked, a lost soul, by the way, in January 2026, a video of Texas so-called U.S. Representative Jasmine Crooked went viral after she publicly labored the state of Texas racist during a speech. The comments were made as she launched her campaign for U.S. Senate in Texas. Watch this from RNC Research.
Now, some people get a little funny when you start talking about race, but this is real.
It's not real.
There was a Trump-appointed justice. I testified because I had already sued the state of Texas because Texas is racist.
Yeah.
Because Texas is racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look like she in a church, too. Texas is racist, and you expect someone to vote for you? She know that the blacks going to vote for her for using that word because they think it's real. Grok is reporting that Jasmine Cricket on October 24th, 2025, here's a clip, accuses the Trump administration of fostering racism in immigration enforcement. Watch this from X.
Like, I'm going to just call a thing a thing. Like, this administration is racist. That he has always been a racist, and that is what we are enduring in this country. Let me give you some facts behind this racism. Number one,
this is the devil,
I said that what we were experiencing in this country felt like what I would imagine slave patrols to look like. Mm-hmm. We're talking about lawless people that are going around with no warrants or anything, and it's all about rounding people up and disappearing them. And interestingly enough, even though modern-day policing was born out of slave patrols, when I was speaking with one of my friends who is a federal law enforcement officer, he told me that one of the things that he has observed is that the culture is created at the top. And when I think about it, it absolutely makes sense. We know that we have a racist at the top. He has called himself the head law enforcement agent in this country, and therefore everybody has decided that it is okay to take off their hoods and mask up as ICE agents.
Amazing. What a wicked female, huh? I told you the hell comes through the woman. And look how easy it is for her to promote evil. No problem, just roll off her tongue. What a sad way to live. In the greatest country on the planet, and you have this going on. But this is hell on earth coming from human beings. Hell lives inside of human nature. That's why human nature is animal nature. And this is what you get. You got to start thinking for yourself, black people, as individuals. Grow up. Think and do for yourself. You saw the 30s, it was like that then. Why can't it be that way now? You got to drop your fake outside leaders and follow the truth within yourself and love one another with real love, not mama love, not that evil love that Jasmine is displaying there. 888-7753-773. It blows my mind that evil black men are blaming white men and white people for their failure. I never thought that one day men would outwardly say something like, even if they thought it. A man don't speak that way. What the? A man knows that there's nothing on the planet that can stop him from having a life. No one or no thing. But black men are just like the black women. They have the mother's nature. Let me go to Brian out of New Orleans. Brian, you are on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
All is well. Turn down your radio.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Now, you say that we got the greatest president ever on the face of this earth.
And you better be grateful. You better be grateful for him.
That is your leader, right?
No.
That is not your leader?
No, he's my president. He worked for me.
He what?
He works for me. He's my employee.
He works for you?
Yeah.
Why do you need somebody to work for you?
Because you can't run a business by yourself. You need employees.
Well, you can't do it by yourself. You're telling other people it's best to be independent and do things for yourself.
Right.
Think for yourself and do things by yourself. You don't know that
we need a president to run the country for us.
You're telling us black that we don't need our leader back in the day. So what's the difference?
Do you need a leader?
Do you need a leader?
Do you need a leader, Brian?
I'm asking you, do you need a leader? I
Do you need a leader?
I need help along the way.
Do you need a leader, Brian?
2K is always better than one, Jesse. You know that.
Brian, do you need a leader?
Do you need a leader?
I'm going to ask you one more time. If not, I'm going to hang up. Do you need a leader?
You always want to hang up on me.
Because you don't communicate.
No, so, I don't need a leader.
So then, do you believe Jasmine Cricket?
So did you believe in Donald Trump?
Brian, do you believe Jasmine Cricket?
Do you believe Donald Trump?
Bye, you waste my time. I got to go. 888-775-3773. That's a waste of time. What a mess. That's a grown man. In body, at least. Let me go to... Is this real?
I don't think so.
This name?
Right.
Oh. That's a real person?
I don't think so.
Find out what's his real name, Derek. His first name. Okay. Let me go to Slim out of Maryland. Slim, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
All is well.
I had a few questions for you. It's Black Excellence Wednesday, and I was calling you, and it's funny because you actually showed the clip.
Are you in your car or something?
Yes, I am. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Slim.
All right. So I was calling you because I was asking, or I wanted to ask you, you speak very highly of, you know, where you grew up at in Alabama and how Black people were down there. I wanted to ask, did you know anybody from up north or up in New York or around, like, the Maryland, Philadelphia, DMV line. Did you know anybody?
Slim, are you on the speaker or something in the truck?
No, I got my headset in. I can wait till I park. You can come back to me if you need to.
Okay, yeah, park and I'll come back to you because I'm not really hearing you real clear.
All right.
Okay, hold on. I mean, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Let me go to first time call out of Kentucky. Paul, you are on the air.
Yes, how are you?
All is well, Paul. Hello?
Yes.
Did you call just to say hi?
No. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
First time caller, how are you?
All is well, Paul. Hold on, Paul. Let me take a quick break now. Hold on. When I come back straight to the calls, the hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment. Black Excellence, back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without. Because He will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
We'll be right back.
some exciting mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Excellence Wednesday, the 14th of January AD, the year of our Lord, 2026. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News on Fake News. Hang tight, callers. We appreciate you hanging in there and getting your phones right and everything. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to your super chats. We do see them. Thanks, y'all. And more great stories. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, speaking of excitement, as excitement builds for next month's Winter Olympics in Milan? I think that's in Italy, right? I don't know. Organizers already looking ahead to the 2028 Summer Games. Starting today, fans can register to enter a random draw for a chance to buy affordable tickets to the Los Angeles Olympics. Not free, affordable. What a mess, huh? And ICE lawsuits. They're trying to sue ICE. A hearing expected today in a lawsuit filed by Minnesota and the Twin Cities. That would be Minneapolis, St. Paul, I believe. No challenge. The Trump administration's immigration enforcement operation in the state of Minnesota, which the complaint calls a federal invasion, quote unquote. The hearing follows the resignation of several, or at least a few, federal prosecutors in Minnesota amid pressure from the Trump administration on how to conduct the investigation into the deadly shooting of that mother of three by an ICE agent last week. Illinois separately suing the administration over immigration enforcement actions that they call unlawful and unconstitutional. Though some analysts say both cases may have a tough road ahead of them in court, meaning they have no case. Nice. Or very weak, anyway. The Iran protests and riots, really. Terrible. An Iranian protester detained Thursday may be executed today. Guy looking in his 20s or something like that. According to the U.S. State Department and a family member, in a move that would draw further global outrage over Tehran's, that's the capital of Iran, their deadly crackdown on government dissent, or anti-government dissent, right? Or anti-that government. President Donald J. Trump cautioned Iran against executing protesters, saying the U.S. would take strong action in response. He also encouraged protesters to keep demonstrating and said help is on its way, quote unquote. More than 2,400 so-called protesters have been killed and at least 18,000 people been arrested since the large-scale anti-regime demonstrations began last month, according to a U.S.-based so-called rights group. Mess. And speaking of mess, there's an Epstein probe going on. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton refused to testify on Capitol Hill yesterday, Tuesday, in the House Oversight Committee's Jeffrey Epstein probe. You know, that guy who died? He killed himself, allegedly. Despite lawmakers' threat to hold them in contempt. Contempt of Congress doesn't mean much these days. In a letter to Republican Chairman James Comer, the Clintons' attorneys claim the subpoenas are invalid and meant to embarrass and harass the former president and former so-called Secretary of State, really she's like the First Lady, the evil Hillary, crooked Hillary, beautiful Hillary. In recent weeks, the Department of Justice, that's the DOJ, so-called Justice, released thousands of Epstein-related documents, including previously unseen photos of Bill Clinton with the late convicted sex offender. I don't even know if he's a convicted sex offender. But anyway, a spokesman for Clinton has repeatedly said the former president cut ties with Epstein before his arrest on federal charges in 2019 and was unaware of his crimes. Okay, what a mess, huh? And I'll tell you about the Ukraine mess going on in the Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands of households in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, without power after Russia launched another massive aerial assault. Whole lot of mess going on in this old world. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. It's a beautiful morning in L.A. I think it's going to be in the 80s, something like that. I love L.A. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And my biblical question, for all who want to overcome evil and endure until the end, he or she who endures to the end shall receive eternal life. Not might receive it or maybe or whatever. You will, but you got to stop being you. You got to stop being you. You want to be happy? You want peace in your life? Stop being you. So the biblical question is to remind you to stay present, stay with the truth, rather than being lost in your head, living a lie, illusions of the past or the future. What is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power? This question is so amazing. I just don't know what to do. It made me want to take off my Amerifro and put on an Afro. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to be going out there and getting in the way of the ICE officers trying to do their job, and you run out and get in the way of cop like you ain't got no sense, or ICE officers like you crazy, or you just taking your kids to a public school because you don't love them, you'd rather be at work getting your ego fulfillment. Or you're just really working out. You can listen to the show on your phone. You can podcast, but you can listen on your phone while you're doing whatever it is you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So on Wednesday, the first 2 hours of the show, where the third hour is manhood hour, but the first 2 hours is Black Excellence. That was there where black people had sense.
This is black excellence.
What's wrong with the black?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. I love the blacks. And I want them to know you've been lied to. For 70 years or so, you've been lied to. Nobody is holding you back in life but you. Nobody but you, man or woman. You've been lied to, and it's so sad because it's keeping you from living. And that's what they want to do because they want to control you. The evil in them want to control the evil in you. Two egos attacking one another. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. And there's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, lesbianism, Allahu Abba-ism, anti-Semitism, or racism. It doesn't exist. Or dad be dadism. Dad be dadism doesn't exist. It's all made up. That's why you must overcome words. You need a brand new heart. And we are to love one another as our Father, our Creator, love us. And if you don't love one of them, you love no one. Not even God. Not even yourself. Is there something? Now, you can lie to yourself and say you do, but you don't. You're miserable. You cry at night. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to first-time caller, Paul. I had to put Paul on hold. We ran out of time. Paul, thanks for holding. Sir, go ahead.
Good morning. Big fan, big respect.
I just wanted to
say there's a lot of divide in our country. Man versus woman, religion versus atheism, rich versus poor, constitutional republic versus democracy, communism, socialism. And I came to the conclusion that the root cause of all of our divide is the Democrat Party. And here's why. The two greatest strengths the Democrat Party has is a weak economy and broken America. With those two things, they can pander to anybody and divide everybody.
Well, I know what you mean when you say that, but that's not the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem is that human beings are evil, and they are. It's the evil because anyone that has anger or resentment is evil, and the evil is holding them back because if you were not evil, then nothing physical, no physical anything can hold you back. And it can't stop you from being right and doing right if you're of what is right. So, but I know what you mean when you say the Democratic Party, they definitely play the role of evil very well because they are evil. But if people were to wake up, Paul, and drop that anger, they would see what's really going on and nobody can stop them.
Yeah, you know, the problem with that is, and there's a lot of them, but one that I see is they are just ignorant of their own ignorance.
Yes.
They aren't aware. They don't even realize that they're ignorant of their own ignorance.
That's right. Have you dropped your anger, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just basically use their rhetoric against themselves.
Right.
For instance, if a woman has something to say, I say, why are you speaking for a woman? You're not even a woman. And they're like, I'm not a woman. And I'm like, no, you're a cis woman.
So you don't get angry anymore?
No, I just call him a cis liberal or a cis woman.
How were you?
And only a man is a real woman.
How did you overcome your anger?
I just let it go.
You did? Did you forgive your mother?
Oh, I love my mother.
Did you forgive her?
I never really had hate. I just had irritation.
And what do you think irritation is?
Yeah, just people not listening, opening up, being open-minded, saying agree to disagree.
But irritation everybody you talk is to, hatred.
In a way.
And why haven't you forgiven your mother if you love her? Why haven't you gone and forgiven her for setting you up like this?
She never set me up like this. It's the political side of it.
But why haven't you forgiven your mother?
I don't need to forgive my mother.
And why not?
Because she's raised me right, with respect, in a church, a family, everything.
Was she perfect?
I'd say she could be as perfect as any person can be, any human being can be.
Was she perfect?
As far as raising us, yeah, five boys and a girl. Yep, she had to penny pinch here and there, and she had to discipline us, and she pulled out, you know, branches and things like that when we needed to be disciplined. She kept us in school and made us all graduate.
And so was she perfect?
Yeah, I'd say yeah. She did everything that she was supposed to do.
And so was she perfect?
Yeah, I wouldn't take anything back differently.
So she made no mistakes or did anything wrong while you were growing up?
Nah, when you're a parent, I got five kids, five grandkids. She had five kids and five boys and a girl. And you got a penny pinch. You have to discipline. You have to set a standard, make them go to school.
And so she did nothing wrong while you were growing up?
No, not that I could think of. I wouldn't change anything.
And so where was your father?
He was there. He worked 12s and 16s. And when he was off and they called him up for work at the steel mill, he went to the steel mill.
Was he retired.
He worked every day for his family. Yeah, you couldn't be any better than that.
Your father every was day perfect. He worked.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Nice. You're the only one on the planet who had perfect parents.
Yeah.
Even God said that all who are born of the woman are born into evil. So I guess God was lying about that then, right, Paul?
No.
You said your parents were perfect.
But I wouldn't change anything.
Right,
I can't say they're perfect, but they're not imperfect either.
Well,
they did what they're supposed
to do. They
have
to be one or the other. They can't be perfect and imperfect.
Everybody's imperfect.
How about your parents?
Everybody's imperfect.
How about your parents?
Everybody's imperfect. Yeah, I'm sure they were imperfect.
Amazing.
I'm sure that they showed us one thing and then did something when nobody was looking, just like anybody else.
Nice. Well, and you write about what's happening with the Democrats and their whole desire, even the Rhino Republicans, too, their desire is for power and wealth. And so they are doing everything they can to keep the people angry in hell so that they can control the people for their own personal gain. And the people are falling for it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What a mess. Thank you, Paul.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to truck driver Slim. Slim, let's try it again.
What's up? How do I sound there?
That much better, man. Thank you.
All right, cool. No, no problem, no problem. So I was calling you. You played the clip this morning showing how things were up in New York and you know how black people were back before the civil rights movement.
Right.
And those were some good images, man. And I was wondering, did you personally know anybody like from up New York or from the DMV area or anything like that back in that time?
Yes.
And people back then, like all the people, it was the same. Up, down, across the board, like people had sense, people had their head on straight. And they was taking care of business.
For the most part, yes, because there was no so-called civil rights people around, and you didn't hear black people blaming others or anyone. I can honestly tell you, prior to the so-called civil rights movement, I never heard a black man, especially, hear say that another human being can hold them back in life. I never heard it. They got up and they worked. They raised their families the best they could. They got jobs. They bought homes. And they never, I never heard them tell their children, you can't make it because of a white man. You need affirmative action or something like that. They didn't even tolerate the kids being lazy.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because my father, he never made us feel like we couldn't do or couldn't have or, you know, my father, he worked in the steel mill. He worked hard. We were the second black family on our block. My father bought his house when I was one, and we was the second black family on the block.
Yep. Amazing.
So I had a good start. I had examples. So when you moved to Indiana, I already know that whole story, but you never really elaborated on when you moved to California. What year did you move to California?
In 68.
In 68. And how were people?
Right after high school.
Right after high school. And how were the people, the group of people or the black people that you moved around or when you got into that area, how were they?
Fine. They were working. And some of them had their own homes at the time. And if not, they definitely had their own apartment. They were doing their own thing because black people, their parents and the grandparents, they just made you be, you know, they allowed you to be grown. They didn't get in your way. And again, you weren't blaming anybody. It was just, I came out here, I got a job right away and another job and another, and I went from job to job because I wanted to make more and more money. And one thing just led to another. It's sad the way the blacks think today and look at how they're acting.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Amazing.
Yeah, I also wanted to answer the biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
Over this period of time of working on myself, I would have said something different back in the day, but now my answer is self-discipline. And the only reason that I say self-discipline is because I realize how easy it is to control another person. But I have such a hard time to control myself. I know, like it's certain situations where I'd be like, or let's say for something I don't want to do. I'm like, I don't want to do that. But when the time or the situation comes around, I know I don't want to do the thing that I'm talking about. But when the opportunity comes, I can't fight the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Self-discipline is the hardest thing to obtain, and I believe that is the greatest form of power. You can control anybody in the world except yourself.
Oh, amazing. Well, I appreciate that, man. I want to respond, but I got to hold it. I got to put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
You good.
Very interesting.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And your episode of The Fallen State was amazing, man. It was a joy to watch that episode. If y'all ain't watched that episode, go watch it.
Which
man.
One was it?
Homeboy with the ex-football player.
Oh.
And you were trying to have a conversation with him, and it's like he was looking for a way to have – he wasn't having a conversation. He was looking for a way to insinuate or – you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of just talking, he would be like, all right, well – let me put it to you like this. And then he would come up with a story. Instead of just having the conversation with you, it was amazing to watch, man. That was a good episode.
Amazing. Thank you, man. Amazing.
Yep. Oh, and Happy New Year.
That was last Friday episode of The Fallen State last week. So check it out, folks. TheFallenState.tv.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, man.
Thank you. Happy New Year. And I wish you well this year. And stay with it. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Slim. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Oh, amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Gregatron, congratulations on your new theme for the new year. Be a doormat. I like that. Ironically, over the Christmas break, I watched the Fallen State episode with the doormat mom. Jesse, did you get that idea from her? Speaking of the Fallen State, I really enjoyed your interview with that NFL player that Slim just mentioned. George Reister III.
Oh, yeah.
You had me cracking up. Keep it up, says Gregatron.
Who was the doormat, Mom?
There was a guest on the Fallen State. She called herself a doormat mom.
Oh.
And she said that she just got sick of her kids. She's blaming her kids for not wanting to be around her or something like that.
Oh.
It was
Oh, I kind of remember that. But no, that didn't come from that at all. That idea came from realizing that all human beings protect their ego, and they call their ego themselves. You hurt my feelings. You did this to me. You made me mad, or you did this, right? And they are calling their false self themselves. And so they don't know that they have to let whatever happened to the ego happens so that they can overcome the ego. They must die from the ego in order to have a real life. So I realized that, seeing how people get mad really easily and attack one another. And but thank you, and thank about the Fallen State. Check it out, thefallenstate.tv. Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Nice. Thank you, Gregatron. But the theme is not be a doormat.
Right, yeah.
That's the assignment or right. Recommendation.
The assignment is to be a doormat. The theme is to endure to the end. For the whole year, endure, endure, endure. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thanks again, Gregatron. Over on YouTube yesterday, Mike Young said, I'm so grateful for the great white hope, !
The great white hope. The doormat mom joined Jesse Lee Peterson, episode 425, The Fallen State, premiered in October of 2025. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gregatron. Thank you, Mike Young. And Craig D says, put the theme song to Good Times in your intro. He suggests or requests.
Thanks for your suggestion. Amazing.
Anthony L., Wed, did you know your kids are robbing and stealing right now? Asks Anthony L. Wednesday. Black Excellence Wednesday, I guess. Did you know your kids are robbing and stealing right now?
I don't quite understand the statement, but
right.
Thank you, though.
Thank
Amazing.
You, sir,
yeah.
As always. Someone three coffees. I have worked with computers 2 years in the same place. The thing is, I'm bad at my job. I don't know why my boss has not fired me yet. So my question is, should I quit my job if I'm bad at it?
That's between you and your boss. What the? Indeed. Amazing. Thank you.
I don't think I would, though.
Me either. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's up to you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills, asks Brian why his opinions are the same as his black leaders while he tries to engage in mental gymnastics. He also says, shout out Lord Goodhair. I call him Hank. He calls me N-word, says Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Cloud Bops with the biblical question answer.
I don't know why Brian, how he think he's going to call the radio and communicate like that. That doesn't even make sense.
He has such an attitude.
Amazing. Thank you, Pastor Short.
Cloud Bops answering, what is the greatest display of power? The greatest display of power, the biblical question, is humility, admitting weakness, and pursuing inner truth for renewed nature. Amen.
Amazing. Thanks for responding to that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, let me just double check. Eric, five coffees, the blacks imitate rap culture. Nothing will change until they turn their back on rap.
No, nothing will change until their hearts change from anger to love. Really, that has to change first. Nothing else is going to get better until that happens. They got to return to the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, shout out to Jules, Vern, and Pastor Chatelet and the rest of the supporters on the Rumble crew. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Let me go over to Las Vegas and talk to Ramir out of Vegas. Let's see here. Ramir, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well. Speak a little bit.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. I have a question. I've been watching you. I'm like addicted to your show, right? I do. I've been for the last like 8-7 months, right? But I've been trying to drop my anger, and I can't. And I do the silent prayer every day. Like, and I see that I have like a really bad hate in me, like anger towards me. Yeah. And when I do the silent prayer and I try to think where it comes from, I literally cannot figure out where it comes from, except from school, from public school. When I was in junior high school, going into high school, I realized that my anger is that anger that I have in me, mm-hmm. that it is towards evil. It is towards people that are angry, people that act out. It's like, it's not towards my mom or towards my dad. It's more towards society, how people are. And I don't know why I used to let that get to me, but I noticed now today, after listening to you, like I realized the emotions, like the anger, the guilt, the hate that I have inside of me, like is so strong. The only way that I can stop it is by watching it. But my question is, because I have watched it, and it has gone away, and it comes back, and it goes, and it comes and goes. But I noticed that it hasn't gone away, and it gets more heavier. It gets more more dangerous, I guess, would say, for me or for someone else, because the reactions that come with that anger. So my question to you would be is when I feel that anger, that hate, you say to live with it, to live with it, to feel it. Am I supposed to sit with it and feel that anger inside of me and don't do nothing about it and let it and feel it to the like most extent that it can get without doing nothing about it? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
100%. Don't call it you. Don't run away from it. Don't deny it. Be aware of it. And the awareness of it is really when you can see and you're feeling this anger, pain, and you're aware of it, you're really apart from it. It's not happening to you, but you think it is because you feel the pain in your body. You feel the emotions
right.
of it, and you think the emotions are you, and they're not. But you got to live with that. You got to don't lash out at anyone. Don't blame anyone. Right.
Because sometimes, like, especially now, I'll get anger. Like, I'll get the anger would be like towards thoughts, towards like to hurt somebody else or to lash out and to do something, but I don't do nothing about it. I just sit there and feel it. Even though it gets me to that point where I want to do it, but I don't, right?
Walk with it, sleep with it, drive with it, work with it, and do nothing about it.
Oh, okay, got you. So feel it. Don't do nothing. Right. Don't react. Just feel it. Okay. So another reason why I noticed that I have this anger is because I've been watching the emotions inside of me.
Yeah.
And I've been having this guilt, this feeling of guilt that is, and it's not, I know the only reason that I'm able to do what I'm doing now is because you taught me to separate myself from it. So I could see that this guilt isn't me, but my whole life, this guilt has convinced me that I am the reason and cause for everything that has happened in my life, right? Including like all the suicides in my families and with all the, like everything is my fault, right? So the guilt was consistently my whole life trying to say like, you're not worth living. You're not worth, you know, like this is you, everything that you've done has caused up to this point. Like it's really bad, that guilt. And to separate myself from it, I realized that feeling it is like what you said, feeling it and not doing nothing about it, because I tried to commit suicide in the past. I've had a lot of like mental problems, and I'm planning to get out.
Hold on, Ramir, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Let me take a quick break. A quick break already. What a mess. Time goes by so fast. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse the Hake, H-A-K-E report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And after that, the American Anchor Baby, heard around the world by everybody and their mama, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report. And don't forget to like this video, support us on social media, and thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. Like, hit like the videos. I do appreciate it. Let me go back to Remir out of Las Vegas. Is it Remir?
Yes, sir, Remir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. And so you said that you tried to commit suicide?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times, yeah.
And why so many, why did you try it so many times?
Because I just felt guilty because I felt like I have caused hell on so many people growing up. When I was younger, I used to beat up my little brother. I had anger. I didn't know where it came from, but I used to beat him up. I used to cause hell in the house. I used to be like that black sheep, you know, that was just always wrong. Had like I just had a lot of anger in me my whole life.
Oh, okay. How old are you now?
Now I'm 42.
Oh, okay.
And I used to got heavy into drugs. Like, I mean, there wasn't a day going by since I was 17 that I didn't use drugs. Like, it was heavy. It wasn't until recently where I started getting away from it and waking up out of this illusion thing that I was in my whole life. And the suicide things, I mean, it's like my mom committed suicide, my brother committed suicide, everyone around me, like, and I always held, I always thought the emotions inside of me that blamed me for it was me. That was my problem, is that I identified with those feelings, with the anger, with, you know, and that's what insanity. And you know what's crazy? Now that I watch the news, like I watch you every day and I see what is happening, like in society, I'm becoming more and more accepting of it. And instead of hating it and right hating on. People for it, just accept it and be like, you know what, they're a mess. Like it is what it is. But focusing on myself, I guess I'm sorry, I'm rambling. My question is because you helped me out so much. It's like, I feel like sometimes, and the feeling I know is false, but I feel like I'm missing something, that I'm not doing something right. And that's why I guess I'm calling you, because the only number one thing in the world that I want right now is to drop my anger. I want to love what's right, but my anger, like I want that to be gone. And I think me wanting that is the problem. Is that what my problem is, you think?
Yeah, you should want for nothing, but you should stop identifying with the anger. It is not you. It's a spirit that made a home in you, in your thoughts, in your emotions, and it's not you at all. So want for nothing and continue to seek the truth, and the truth will make you free. I promise.
Right. Okay.
And then there's no you. There's no you to feel guilty about anything. I don't care what has happened. I don't care what happened through you when you were younger and older. You have never done anything wrong at all. It's impossible for you to do wrong. It's the fate you that were doing that through you, and you didn't know it at the time, and you were calling it you, but it was never you.
Bro, that, you know how that is, like, that's like the greatest gift to, because I don't know, I feel like they don't, nobody teaches you that. Like, that's like, nobody teaches you that. Like, why don't they teach children at a young age in school, like start teaching, like having classes where they teach children about how to watch their thoughts and their emotions, and to, because if, like, this is something where I pay attention to all the time now. I can't even help it. I don't even know why I do. All I know is that I want out of what I've been in for so long.
Right on.
And I realized my whole life that, like, that my parents did the best they could. My dad is amazing. Like, I mean, it is really amazing. It's kind of weird how I turned out the way I did, considering how well that my dad, and like how he tried his best. I feel like nobody teaches anyone that.
Well, their parents are supposed to be that way. They're supposed to be perfect. But because they're not, you're born into imperfect parents, and you become like them. And then, but you, when you forgive them, then the imperfect nature will disappear, and the perfect nature, you will start to live by that.
Right. But the imperfect nature that disappears, it doesn't disappear right away. It disappears on its own time, on its own terms, on its own time, right? Because my question is, I went to my dad to forgive him, and our relationship is great, but I noticed that we still fight, argue from time to time, but I'm watching it, and I'm seeing when we do argue, and I'll even bring it up that there's no point in doing what we're doing, two devils arguing. Like, I'll even say that. It's like, so we'll leave, and we'll come back, and everything will be fine. But is it possible that I haven't truly forgiven him yet because I still have this anger, or have I forgiven him?
Why don't you stop arguing? Never argue or prove anything to anyone about anything.
Anything. All right. Okay.
You don't owe anyone anything. So stop trying to prove anything to anyone. Stop arguing with people, because it is two devils arguing. You have no reason to ever argue with anyone about anything.
About anything.
Anything.
See how, you know, like, this is like things that I think is like, it is very pertinent. It's more powerful information than the mess that they teach sometimes in school. I feel like this stuff is so important to know.
It is. You're absolutely right.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I just really all I have today. I just wanted to hear your input, because I think I'm doing okay. I just wanted to make sure.
You're doing fine.
You know,
you're on the right. When it tells you that it's not working, or it tells you that you're still angry, it tells you that you got to go back and forgive, it's lying to you. Let it pass. Uh-huh. Do not believe it.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm still in it.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, I've forgiven her.
Did you tell her?
Oh, well, she died a while back. I didn't get a chance to while she was alive.
Okay.
I would have had I known. I would have.
Yeah, just realize, and it sounds like things happen to you at school and places like that, but your anger came from your mother.
Uh-huh. See, that's what I was saying. I probably don't remember. It's probably what it is, because I'm trying so hard to, and I don't remember, because I never knew her until I was like 24.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know her when I was younger.
And why didn't you know her?
Because she was really screwed up. She was on partying and stuff, and she had left one night. Me and my little brother, I was 4 years old. My brother was two, had left us in the house. And so nobody could find her. And my dad ended up finding us in the house after work and shipped us, me and my brother, to Spain to live with his family so he can get divorced and leave her after that whole mess, because he found out she was a mess. So.
And what was it like not being raised by your mother, with your mother being there? What was that like for you growing up?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I'm like your anomaly. So I was out looking for a mother's love.
Yep.
I was yearning for the love of a mother is what I realized recently. I was out looking, so I was out hooking up with girls and like trying to like find love. And I thinking that that was love. And you're the one that opened my eyes up to that isn't love, that that is actually hate, which I see now.
Whatever happened to her and whatever caused her to do what she did,
it's
the
fire,
same spirit that you're overcoming, it's the same spirit that was driving her. It's the same thing.
Absolutely.
And when we understand that, then we forgive because we realize that we can't help ourselves, so they had the same issue. Forgive them, and God will forgive you and make you free.
That's amazing to me. So the spiritual battle really starts once you forgive, because I noticed that the anger I have now is the anger that would cause me to kill myself or to kill somebody else or to hurt somebody or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, that is so amazing to me. So seeing it right now and me feeling it at the, because it's potent, it's really heavy, like sometimes, not all the time. I watch it and it goes away. It kind of goes, you know. But one thing, like when I'm driving, I used to have bad driving, getting angry driving. I don't do that now because I watch and I see, you know, like I watch.
Right,
like, it's very interesting. The spiritual battle is very interesting. And thanks to you for helping me fight through it. I feel like I'm a demon slayer now. I'm trying to watch it. Like, dude, it's heavy, bro. This is heavy, bro. Anyways.
And when it, and last word, when it feel really, really heavy, as though you can hardly bear it, it just feels like you just want to cry or whatever, run.
Yes.
But feel it,
right, bro,
feel it anyway. Endure
it anyway.
That.
Okay.
Endure that.
Okay.
So that until it dies, and it will die, and you'll be free. You will have everlasting life when you let that ego nature die. And it will get heavy. It's going to be, sometimes it's so, it just seems impossible that it's not you. And it seems impossible that it you can overcome it, because it's, you feel the pain in your body. You have those thoughts in your mind, and it just seems like it's not going to ever end, but it will. That's what it means to endure till the end. Endure.
To endure to the end, right? So when I feel the heaviness, right?
Yeah.
I'm not one with it. You're saying that when I'm feeling that heaviness, that like when I feel that I am separating myself from it, is that the reality of it?
When you are aware of the thoughts and the feeling that have come if after the thought, then you're separated from it, because you can't see it if you're one with it. You can only see it when you're separated from it. So you, when you see it, you are separate from it.
So, okay, that's the seeing without the eye, seeing it from with the light. That's what. Amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much, Jesse.
You stay with
it. Love you guys, man.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Endure to the end. He who endures to the end shall receive eternal life. You will be saved from it.
When they say eternal life, do they mean eternal life or everlasting life?
Eternal life is everlasting life.
Everlasting life meaning like real, true life.
Yes.
Not meaning living for eternity. It just means real, like true life.
Real life. And you never die anyway. The body, you leave the body, but you don't die. The only death that exists is the ego death. There's no other death.
So there is no other death. That is so interesting to me too.
Yeah, it's only
when everyone dies around you, right? Like you start, like after a while, I start thinking like, you know, like death, you know, it's like, it's very interesting that you say that.
You leave the body, but you never die. There's only one death. Death, the other death has been destroyed. It doesn't exist anymore. And so the way you drop your body is, you will continue to live that way, except you won't be in a body. If you die with love in your heart, real love, not the fake love, if you die a free man, you're going to live a free man. But if you die with anger in your heart, resentment, judgment, and all that, then you just live in more hell, and there's no way out once you drop your body. And so it's best to drop your body in heaven rather than hell.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
So would you say, so people that use drugs and alcohol and things like that, obviously what I can see is that we use it because we're trying to cover up the spiritual battle. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to feel it. So we numb it. That's what I noticed that.
Yeah.
So my question is, so people, when we do use, if we drop our bodies while we're using, we drop our bodies with our anger still inside of us. We haven't faced it yet, right?
Yes.
Right, okay.
And anyone that has anger and they live with it, don't overcome it, they're living in hell already, and that's why they bring hell upon other people. Because they want to pull people down into their hell, because hell cannot live alone. It need others with it.
That's what we're seeing right now happening in America.
You're seeing hell, absolutely.
Everywhere.
Hell on earth coming through human beings. Amazing.
Yes, see, I don't want to take any more of your time. You're an amazing, I just appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Stay with it, man.
Yes, sir. We'll do. I will. I'll give you a call. Thank you, buddy. Okay. Take care. Have a great day.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Christopher out of Virginia. Let's see here. Christopher, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Love the T-shirt, man. I got to get me one.
When she's crying,
she's lying. That's it. Hey, I wanted to make some comments on a couple of the skits that were there.
You can get the T-shirt at JesseLeePeterson.shop, by the way, folks. Okay, go ahead.
All right, sounds good. I was just going to comment on a couple of the skits. Like the lady, I think yesterday, with her birthday party for her child, was in pink. Everything was pink. And she was crying.
Yeah.
You know, nobody showed up. She had chicken and everything like that. Me and my boys would have come over, but, you know, she didn't have what she had.
Yeah, the wrong kind of food and the wrong color. Yeah,
or bring me and Brian, you know, the guy that called earlier. He drunk. And then also the lady, too, you know, that run over the cop using real bullets. What is she thinking, man? That's crazy. Of course we use real bullets, you know. And also, it's crazy. And one thing about the biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
Forgiveness and turning to the Father.
Forgiveness and returning to the Father. Okay. Yep. Amazing. Right. Well, I appreciate that, Christopher, and I'll put my juices in on Sunday.
All right. Look forward to it. Have a blessed one now.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jameer. Jameer. You are on the air.
Jesse, how you doing, man?
Good to talk
to you again.
You too. Amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. I was calling first. I just wanted to answer the biblical question because what I have to ask you or to talk to you about is regards to that.
What is the greatest display of power?
I was listening to it, and I think the greatest display of power is not really... when you say display of power, I don't know what you mean by who's displaying that power. But
no,
I think
what is the greatest display of power?
The greatest display of power is doing nothing at all, especially when you feel like you have to do something. In that moment, doing nothing at all, just watching it happen.
Oh, okay. Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. You sound like Sylvester Stallone.
I sound like... Jesse, I'm going to be honest with you. My whole life, especially as I got older, that's so funny. Everybody tells me that I should be on the radio. I should do this. And, you know, a lot of people say those kind of things, but coming from a man like you, I would take that as a great compliment. I'm always being told about my voice. But I sound like my father. And you know what? I feel proud to sound like my father, especially after listening to you. I've grown to love my father a great deal. I really understand him. So he has the same type of voice as me, and I sound just like him. So I appreciate that compliment.
Amazing. But,
that's a great compliment. But what I wanted to say, especially in regards to the, I did answer the biblical question, but it really made me think, you know. And one of the things that I realized is really like showing power really is, you know, when you say that the devil, like I heard you talking to this one lady, and like I think it was at church on Sunday. And she said something like, just so you know, I don't think I'm perfect. And then you made it like a little comment. You were like, the devil in your head telling you that I think you think you're perfect. And I just started laughing. Because I said, Jesse be playing like he's not sharp, but Jesse's the sharpest one on the internet, you know? Because that's really what's happening, right? In those moments, you black as the ace of spades. Oh my God. But you sharp, man. You sharp. But the thing is that, yo, Jesse, you know one thing I gotta say this before I'm not gonna keep you, but I just have to say is every female Monday, when they play the little recording, right? It's female Monday and then they say, I love making men feel uncomfortable. You in the background and you like, I know, and then you start giggling. Or they're like, thank you, and you start giggling, I'd be laughing for like 2 minutes after. 2 minutes after you did. But I can hear you commenting. I'm like, this guy's responding to and I'm laughing. What a mess, Jesse. But really, it's funny though, when you do, it's really fun. I hope you don't stop doing that. That sets my whole morning. Like, I go to work and I could deal with all the women after that, because I'm like, if Jesse could just laugh it off, I can laugh it off too.
Right on.
You understand?
Absolutely.
But real quick, some things have been happening in my life, and I've called you before, and I spoke at you, and you told me I'm weak, and I had to take it on the chin because you were right. And I just realized everything you said was true, but this biblical question really, really, really got to me today. I had to call you because I was dealing with some things with my family, especially with my mother. And one of the things I realized is over the years, like, I would always try to talk about things with them. And I remember my father was the only person I said, Jamil, he said, you know, you want to talk about things. He's like, you're going to run into people that don't want to talk about things.
Yeah.
You need to, like, just let it go, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, you might be right. He's like, you might be right. You might have a point. But people don't want to talk about things, so drop it, you know?
Absolutely.
And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it to me. And this man would say these things to me. And I take it with, and I'm so grateful as I get older, especially listening to you, I started to realize you and him is like almost like the same man, but not the same man, but your guys' principles, the way you guys think about things is very similar. And I think maybe it's the era you guys grew up in and stuff like that. And since I've spoken to you, like, you know, when it comes to my brother, I remember I spoke to you about my brother and my mother. And I would try to talk to them about things, and, you know, they would kind of always just use that as an excuse to blame me for everything. And
yeah.
I realize it's not their fault. It's me that keeps wanting to talk to them. And I'm not listening to what my father told me. Like, the man told me, let these people do what they want to do. Why are you always trying to talk through things with them? You know?
Amazing.
So I stopped doing that. And you know what happened, Jesse? It's amazing. When I say to you, the biblical question really spoke to me. Over the last few weeks, my mother called me. She said to me, you know, I started to see where I went wrong in life. But the one that really touched me was my little brother, because he called me. He's a man now. He has a family and stuff like that. And the other day, randomly, he just called me because we stopped talking. I had to be at close to 2 years, it feels like. He just told me one day, I don't want to talk to you anymore. So I said, okay, I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to do nothing like that, because I'm starting to take this message from my father and from you as well. The other day, he called me and he says, Jamil, you know, I was going through something that you didn't know about, and I was taking it out on you, but everything you said to me was right, and I wanted to apologize for that.
Amazing.
And Jesse, I believe, and the man now, he calling me, sending me pictures of my nephew, and I'm just like, I don't think that, I'm not taking that like it really means anything. I don't want it to become emotional or nothing like that,
right.
But I'm starting to see that the fact that I just let that man, he didn't want to talk to me, and I just dropped it. And he called me on his own free, I guess I want to say free will. I know free will is a, but you know, just for a conversation.
Right.
He called me. He said, everything you said to me was right, Jamil.
Right,
but
on,
I was going through something, and I took it, and I said, you know what? The greatest form display of power.
Yeah, thank you, Jamil. I got to say, congrats.
All right.
You, buddy. Amazing. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
Planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's so much drama in the Ukraine to this day. It's so crazy. And did you hear about the Thailand crane collapse? Oh my gosh, 32 people dead. Maybe more, I don't know. And Trump, he's allegedly maybe flipped somebody off. Don't do that, kids. Only grown men can do it in the appropriate time and place. And it was in a warehouse where such things are right to do. Anyway, and of course, you heard yesterday, we reported and talked about it a bit, the Dilbert comic creator, and much more than just that, Scott Adams has died. He died yesterday morning. And this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It has been 2 hours of black excellence, Wednesday, January 14th, AD 2026. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, Young or Old. You are welcome to call in. Manhood Hour is coming up in this third here hour. Ladies, you are welcome to call in even during Manhood Hour. Some men think that only women are allowed on in Manhood Hour. That's not the case. Men and women and children, if, you know, parents' permission or whatever, you're able to call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. 888-77-JESSE. And tomorrow evening, ladies, is the Women's Forum. It's the third Thursday of the month tomorrow, the 15th of January, 2026, AD. And so, ladies, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And by the way, today's Wednesday. That means we have the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby, and then after Anchor Baby's done, Punchy TV Live is the plan. So join us for Punchy TV, Jesse's experts co-host in Punchy TV with Kurt, the main Punchy TV host and producer. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting about hundreds of thousands of households in Kiev without power after Russia launched a massive aerial assault. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said more than 300 drones, ballistic and cruise missiles as well, struck 8 regions overnight Tuesday. Russia repeatedly targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure, communist buzzword, with drones and missiles since its invasion began 2022, seeking to cripple heating supplies as temperatures plunge well below freezing. It's winter time over there right now. New UN report, Evil United Nations, released this week said Russia killed more than 2,500 Ukrainian civilians in 2025, many of them far from the front lines. 2,500 civilians dead. Rest in peace, according to the UN. Thailand crane, at least 32 people dead, dozens more injured after a construction crane fell onto a moving train in northeastern Thailand, causing it to derail. Train staff told Commie Nonsense the train was stuck earlier today, about 3 hours into its journey from Bangkok to Ubon Ratchathani province. Pardon my butchering of the name. Thailand's Prime Minister Anutin Sharnvirakul offered his condolences to the victims' families and said the cause of the incident under investigation. Photos and videos from the scene show a broken crane on the train tracks and damaged carriages as rescuers searched through the tangled steel and debris. Whew. And President Trump appeared to stick up his middle finger at during a tour of a Michigan Ford plant in an incident caught on video Tuesday. The White House defended the middle finger as an appropriate response to a heckler screaming at him, talking about a pedophile protector or something dumb like that, right? Ridiculous. As you know, Scott Adams, cartoonist best known for creating Dilbert, probably known better for being an interesting pro-Trump philosopher. He died following a battle, if you want to call it that, with prostate cancer that had spread into his bones. It wasn't contained. Dilbert was one of the country's most widely read comic strips from the 90s until 2023, when several newspapers, or at least a few, dropped it after Scott Adams made racist, meaning true and reasonable and loving, comments that they hate the truth. And he was about the truth. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Manhood Hour.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. A doozy. What is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power? Power! What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and listen to the show, you can listen on your phone podcast. And then while you're running around, you still can hear the show anywhere in the world. We're on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. We're here anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com or JLP Cash App. JLP Cash App. There's an order to life. Whether you like it, accept it, or believe it, it's up to you. It still exists. And that order is, and don't blame me, I didn't do it. I'm just telling you about it. Oh, it's Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Thank you, James. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Don't blame me for the order. I'm telling you about it. Reminding you of it so you can come back to it if you want an amazing life. But those who don't want it, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to come back to it. God gave you this life. It's a gift from God to you. You can do whatever you want with this life. You can stay in darkness, in your hell, your misery. You can be jealous, envy, strife, suicidal, revengeful, all kind of false identity, and you can live that way, and God's not going to bother you about it. So I'm not either. But for those who want to be free, salvation is about a change of heart. a change of nature, a return to the Father. And that order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. That's the only thing that's going to ever work. If you have children, if you don't have children, the order is still there. Amazing, huh? And so every Wednesday, the last hour of the show is informing you or reminding you of that order by reminding you on Wednesday, every day but Wednesday. Wednesday, the third hour is manhood hour. Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Wait. So, what are you girls up to? Just the girls!
That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you.
Can y'all not just have a little bit of courage and humanity?
I'm a girl. Okay.
Child exposed her mom. Why did you have me a bullet?
But then reality hit.
That's right. Reality, they're real bullets. What a mess. Hell on earth inside of human beings. It's a spiritual battle. It's up to you. You can forgive and return to the Father, or not forgive and stay in your hell. But one thing for sure, you got to love somebody with real love. You got to love all people. You got to drop the anger. You got to forgive your mama, every human being on the planet, whether you realize it or not, must forgive their mothers and return to the fathers. And return to the Father simply means don't resent him, your earthly father. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with him. You don't have to give him your money. You don't have to have either one of them live with you. You don't even have to phone call them once you forgive. But you must forgive if you want to be free. Whatever you do to the least of them, you're doing it to yourself. And you're doing it to Christ. Amazing, huh? You got to drop. You must. You must. If you want eternal life, if you want a free life right here on earth, and don't be doing that mess that you saw the amazing video the Anchor Baby put together right now. I just saw it for the first time. It's amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby. In order to be free, and stop doing all that mess, going out trying to hurt the cops and carrying on like that. You got to drop your anger so you can see what you're doing. Anyone that has anger and resentment, you're in the dark. And don't know it. Forgive them, Father. The Son said to the Father, he didn't say it to himself. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. They're asleep. Anyone that has anger is asleep. Resentment, same thing. Or agitation. Or irritation. Or all this feeling. God is a dispassionate God. He's not a passionate God. Your fake gods, the small g God, is a passionate God. So when people say, I'm so passionate. I'm just passionate. What they're telling you is that they're serving Satan. Satan is their God. They're emotional. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. What a mess. Why you get emotional? Because you think of someone. What now? Does that make any sense? Stop thinking. And it's over. I want to go to a first-time caller. Out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Let's see here. Holly, out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Holly, you are, you are on the air.
Okay. How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Holly.
Oh, God bless you. I just want to shout out everything you say. You're speaking on truth. God bless everyone. When I was younger, my mother had a mental illness, which now I believe is a demonic possession in her. I pray for her. But when I was younger, I had hatred towards her, and I eventually saw that she could not help it. You know, I pray for her. I have forgiven her, and it does change a lot of things. It does change when you see that we're in a spiritual war, and that love and prayer is our greatest power. Is what I think.
So you responded to the biblical question, what is the greatest display of power? And you say love and what?
Prayer.
And prayer. Thank you for that. Yes. I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. But you're right. You got to forgive. You got to forgive because the same spirit that's driving you was driving your mother and your father.
Absolutely. My father was in Germany. He was always out of the country. He was in the military. But I'm still proud of him, even though he couldn't be there. You know, he made our country free. But right now, I don't think my brother, my father, my grandfather, and all generation of my family, generations of generations of generations that have been in the military did not fight for what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's really disturbing. But they say an angry man is an evil man.
100%. An angry person, whether male or female, is an evil person.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say God bless you for telling the truth and how it is. Amen.
Amen. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It gets better.
Yes. Study your Bible, the living word, continuously. No matter how many times you read it, you're going to find something new every time. And pray continuously.
Without ceasing. Amazing.
Without ceasing.
Thank you, Holly.
Yes, God bless you. Love from Alabama. And today is my birthday.
You say what?
Today is my birthday.
How old are you today?
I'm 47.
Wow, you're so young. Happy birthday.
I still feel young. Thank you so much. It's so great talking to you, and God bless you for all that you're doing.
Right on. You too. Thank you, all right? And happy birthday.
Thank you so much. God bless.
All right now. Bye. Amazing. Let me go to Jalen, a first-time call out of Indiana. Jalen, you are
hey,
on the
Jesse.
Air.
How you doing, man?
All is well, sir.
Hey, I just, for one, I want to give you a little background. I believe in a great white hope. That's my leader of the country.
Yeah.
And then I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. But I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
Can I call you the great black hope?
You can.
I can?
Yeah.
Will you accept that?
I will.
All right, I appreciate that. And then my next question is, how... trying to think of how to form this question. How do we separate ourselves from these betas that are always black men complaining, begging for reparations, begging for extra stuff and wanting to take from the white man? How do we separate ourselves from that when they try to group us in as a whole?
By not resenting them, realize they cannot see, they know not what they do. So don't hold it against them. But don't give them what you don't want them to have either. Let them pout, let them blame, but don't resent them. They cannot see.
Okay. Okay. And then I got one last question about faith for you.
Okay.
So I'm a follower of Christianity. I'm trying to get back into church and stuff. I've been lacking there. I need to build my relationship. How do you find it easy to... build a relationship with someone you can't really talk to on a basis of like me and you communicating right now? How do I find a relationship with either Jesus or God whenever I talk and I can't really get an answer back? You know what I mean?
I don't understand the question.
So, like, right now, if I pray, I can pray to the Lord. I try to pray every morning. He doesn't vocally answer me back. How do I build a relationship? How do you find it easy to build a relationship with someone, as in our Heavenly Father, that doesn't really communicate back with you on a vocal level?
So you're asking me, how do you build a relationship with God?
Yes.
By not building one.
By what?
By not building one.
Okay. Explain that to me.
You got to let go of all your thoughts and your ideas about Christ or God and God. You got to let go of everything you heard about them or you've been taught about them, because that's keeping you away from them. You should stop thinking about God or Christ. Stop thinking about having a relationship with God or Christ. And when you stop thinking about it, you will have one.
Okay.
It's the thinking,
I will put that into my practice.
It's the thinking about them that's keeping you away. That's
okay.
Why God said you got to give up thinking. Your thoughts,
amazing.
Your thoughts are not his thoughts, and they are not yours. Give up thinking, and I promise you, you will come to know them. And knowing them is one-on-one relationship with them.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you. The Great Black Hope. Everybody heard it here. Jesse Lee Peterson, The Great Black Hope.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have forgiven my mother. I've forgiven my father for being absent. I actually have a relationship with him. He wasn't around with me, but I let him see my grandson, or his grandson, I mean, so which is my son, obviously. I forgive everybody. I try to.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
Did you tell her?
I have, yes.
What did you say to her?
I told her that I was a little bit blunt with her, but I told her that she did not give me the best. I appreciate her for what she did do. We always have food on the table and everything, and that's all she was kind of obligated to do. And I forgive her for all the rough times that she's put me through and all the times that I put her through. I've forgiven myself. She's told me she forgave me also, so I'm on very good terms with my mother.
But you told her you forgive her for the time you put her through stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I said to her that I forgive her for the stuff she put me and my brother through. And I didn't tell her this, but I have came to peace with the stuff that I put her through. I used to be hard on myself for it because I was a little bit of a rebellious child, I could say. I was out not making the best decisions, and I have corrected that.
But you never
did
anything to her. You gave her what she had given you.
Okay.
You didn't owe her an apology for that. You also to apologize for resenting her for what she done, and that she recreated her image, and that's why you did the things that you have done, because you took on the same spirit as inside of her.
Okay. But think on that. I gotta process that. I can't give you an answer right now. I believe in not talking before I get a time to think about it.
Right on. And then did you forgive your father for not being there to protect you from your mother?
Yes, I'm not sure that he would have protected me from my mother. I would have probably had to protect my mother from him. But
you have a good point about that. But forgive him. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell in her.
Yep. I understand that.
Amazing. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm sorry, say that what?
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I doing a silent prayer?
Yeah, do you know about the silent prayer?
I do not. Inform me.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
And start doing that. And all that other prayer you've been doing, the reason you haven't gotten an answer from God, because the other stuff you've been doing has been to the devil and not to God.
Okay.
You've not been praying to him. You've been praying to Satan. But if you because you don't know what to pray for, you don't even know what you want, right? So you don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't know what to pray for, but you be still and allow the truth to catch up with you, and the truth will give you all you need in life. It will be amazing. Without your help, you won't even have to ask anymore. you'll just receive it. It'll happen naturally. But you got to forgive. And do. And again, the silent prayer is rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
All right, Jesse, I appreciate that.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
All right. Can I call back?
Yeah, but you can go to church until you're black and blue in the face. But if you don't forgive, you have nothing.
I understand. I appreciate that, Jesse.
All right. Let me know how it goes. Do the silent prayer so that you can come out of those thoughts. You don't need to think about God. You don't need to think about Christ. You need to know them, and you're only going to know them when you give up thinking about them.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right,
buddy. God bless.
You too. Amazing. Let me go to Kentucky and talk to Vernita. Vernita, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I want to answer the biblical question.
What's the greatest display of power?
To be sovereign like I am and to love one another as one.
To be savage?
Yes.
What does savage mean?
Average means individual, just being me, myself, not with any religious or group or anything. I'm just me.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. And to love one another, you say?
As one.
Okay.
Yep. Everybody, all races.
I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday.
All right, Jesse.
I appreciate that, Vernita. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. You too now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Anthony out of California. Anthony, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Anthony.
This is awesome. I called you last year, and about 4 weeks ago, finally started a silent prayer.
Come back. See if something wrong with your phone.
Oh, okay.
Are you on the speaker?
No, I'm ear to ear.
Okay. Go ahead. That's right. Stay with the phone.
I probably have bad reception where I live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I started the silent prayer, and I'm noticing the separation of what's me and what is a lie, like what's whispering through the spiritual warfare that's going on, I guess.
Right.
So I'm noticing it. I'm seeing what isn't me and what's just coming in through what I guess you're describing as the third eye, right above your forehead, where the thoughts come through. Is that what you mean by that?
Well, I don't know about no third eye.
Where do the thoughts enter above the forehead?
I just know you need to be aware of those thoughts and don't call them you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm finding that out. I guess I can answer the biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
It was Jesus not giving up and dying on the cross for our sins. I guess not doubting God and being a vessel to perform a miracle.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
How do I set up a counseling session with you, Jesse? I know you repeat this all the time, but finally these things are clicking.
Right on. You can go to rebuildingaman.com.
Okay.
Or you can
I'll find it there.
You can call 800-411-BOND.
Okay. And I can set something up with you then, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, Jesse, God bless you. Thank you so much for doing this. I don't know how you figured this out or how the light found you, but you found the way. And I have no doubt I just have to go through the work of working on myself.
And the truth will find you as well.
Yeah, without much effort than I think, right?
As a matter of fact, the fact that you can see what I'm saying is true.
Yeah.
That's the truth that's already showing you that, because we don't know the truth of ourselves. We don't even recognize the truth of ourselves. The truth will cause us to see the truth, right? And so by you seeing where I'm coming from, you already the truth is already working on you. You just have to relax and let all thoughts go and emotions.
It's so hard, Jesse. It's so difficult. But it'll get easier, huh?
It's so hard? What do you mean?
It's so hard to sit still and not want to take control or think that your idea is good or run off the thrills, I guess.
Yeah. And why don't you relax and just let it go? Take the pain.
Exactly. You're asking me a question. I don't know how to answer it because it's just, it's insanity. It's thinking that my way is right and having control.
All people with anger are insane. They're mentally ill. That's why they treat themselves that way and others.
Yes. And I'm seeing where they can't help themselves where I couldn't either. I totally get it now. And they can easily forgive. Ooh, Jesse, you found it out. Do you have a book on your philosophy or your theology or how, you know, what everything it is you believe on paper, kind of? I did get your seven.
Did you read my Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual?
Yes, I listened to the audiobook twice. Yeah,
okay.
It's very interesting how things just fall into place if you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and read The Antidote, my last book. The Antidote is all laid out in there as well.
Okay.
Healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood.
Amazing. Thank you. Okay. God bless you, Jesse. I love you so much.
You love you too, buddy.
All right. Bye. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-773-773. Mimi out of Los Angeles. Mimi, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you this morning?
All is well.
Good. I haven't talked to you in quite a bit.
I know. I'm missing you.
You missed your calling, Jesse.
I know. That boy can sing.
Yeah, you know, I called to answer the biblical question.
How is the new position going?
It's a lot. It is a lot. Unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I was dropped into this position, and so a lot of things require creation. Things that there's nothing to kind of pass on to me. I'm creating everything from the ground up, so it's a lot of work.
Beautiful.
That's a great word for it.
That's amazing. Well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you. I've had some moments where I've questioned God for sure and myself, but here we are.
Yeah, stay with it.
Okay.
What's the greatest display of power?
The greatest display of power, if I was to give it a shot, it would be to staying present. I think in that space where you stay present, you are able to access the light, and which is the love of God, and be able to express that. And also it gives you insight as to what is the right thing to do in the moment. And it also shines light in the darkness. So it's just power everywhere when you stay present.
Amazing. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday, as you know. But that's interesting.
Absolutely. So I do look forward to being at the Women's Forum.
Oh, cool.
But I will say also, if I may, at Fellowship, the realness and rawness of the couple that has come for the last two Sundays has been amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
They're not giving up. That's amazing.
Yes. And that they're collectively and individual. There is no such thing as collectively working on ourselves, but that they're individually working on themselves.
Yes.
It's very impressive to see.
Amazing. You're right about that. And I hope now that the wife will back off from the husband, let him live his own life while she lives hers.
Yes, absolutely. It's freeing to not be someone's mother.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
Thank you, all right. Well, it's always a pleasure.
I'll see you Thursday night.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
A quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pules.net. And I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Welcome back. You heard Mimi mention the ladies' forum this Thursday night, women's forum at 7 p.m. every third Thursday night of the month. So come on down, ladies. This is our first one for this year. You want to get off to a bang. So come on down at 7 p.m. for ladies only. And then after my show today and every day, Monday through Friday, the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E. Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to like the videos. The American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report.com. Right after the Hake Report. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And today, Wednesday, a brand new episode of Punchy TV. Punchy TV. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. So a busy day. Get ready. All right. And I appreciate your support. Don't forget to support us. I thank you for that in advance. I just want to mention some of you know that Scott Adam expired. May his soul rest in peace. And the one thing that I respect Scott for is that he wasn't afraid to speak up. Even at the risk of losing everything, he loved Black Americans and all people enough to tell them the truth. And that's rare in the white community nowadays. White people, not white community. That's a liberal word. That's a socialist word. But with white people, it's rare to see them loving Black people enough to be honest with them, knowing that some of them, most of them, not all, but most of them are getting angry. Scott Adam loved them enough to tell the truth. New York Times reported Scott Adam, whose experience as a bank and phone company middle manager gave him the material to create the comic strip Dibbert, a daily satire of corporate life that became a sensation but was dropped by more than 1,000 newspapers after he made what they call the racist. They call it a racist. It's not racist. No such thing as racist. But they say a racist comment. On his podcast in 2023, died on Tuesday at home in Pleasanton, California. That's in the Bay Area. He was 68 when he aspired. May his soul rest in peace. Here's that. Watch this on CTV News.
With comedic cynicism, it was a depiction of office culture that resonated with readers across the globe.
Luckily, everyone seems to be developing an immunity to the toxic environment.
At its height, Dilbert, the comic strip, created by Scott Adams, had its own TV series. In print, the mouthless, bee-speckled character appeared in 2,000 newspapers worldwide in at least 70 countries and 25 languages.
I spent 16 years in cubicles, first at a big bank and then at the phone company for 8 years. I became more cynical, if that was even possible.
Decades of Dilbert also gave way to multiple books, though the laughs came to an abrupt halt in 2023.
I got a call from my syndication company, and they said, we can't do business with you. We're done.
Adams was dropped by some of the world's largest newspapers following a racist remark he made on his YouTube show, where he referenced a poll that asked people if they agree that it's okay to be white, a phrase used by white supremacists. At the time, Adams insisted his comments were taken out of context, though he made no apology.
So Dilbert is now fully canceled.
Last year, Adams revealed he had prostate cancer that had spread to his bones.
So we'll see how far we get, okay?
Just last week, Adams appeared on his live stream for what would be his final public appearance.
This is going to be a tough week.
Early Tuesday, his ex-wife appeared on Adams' live stream to share the news of his passing.
But he's not with us right anymore.
Delivering one final written message left behind by Adams himself.
I had an amazing life. I gave it everything I had.
Scott Adams was 68 years old.
Amazing, huh? Here's the February 2023 clip of Scott Adams advising white people to avoid black communities. Why is this from X?
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the fuck away. Wherever you have to go, just get away. Because there's no fixing this. This can't be fixed.
That's deep. That's the truth. And that's love. And they took his things away from him because he told the truth. But it didn't stop him. May his soul rest in peace. I really gotta miss you. Everything about you, your smiling face. I really gotta miss you, my friend. There's a higher power that cares for you. And now he's calling your name. Really gonna miss you. Everything about you. Your smiling face. May his soul rest in peace. There's a higher power that we answer to, and he's calling your name. Amazing. We're going to miss you, my friend. As Ovid said, Ovid, right? Said, endure and persist. This pain will turn to good by and by. Endure and persist. This pain will turn to good by and by. You got to endure. You got to overcome the world. If you love the world, you hate God. If you love your things, If you love people, places, and things first, then you hate God. You got to endure. If you love the ego, you hate God, and you love evil. There's a higher power that cares for you, and now he calling your name. Really, 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 God, I miss you. Amazing! May his soul rest in peace. He was just honest. And that's the truth. And white people always try to appease the black, and then they get killed. They get robbed, raped, murdered, slapped down, knocked down, beat down. Persons get stolen, all kind of stuff. You try to appease evil inside of yourself and outside, inside of others. You have to leave people alone. Don't be angry at them. Let them suffer, but be careful. Be wise. I want to go to Glenn out of Illinois. Glenn, you are on the air.
Oh, good morning, brother.
Hey, Glenn, come back to your phone.
Can you hear me clearly there?
I can, yes.
Okay, yeah, the speaker's off. I'm right up against the phone.
Okay.
Hey, your biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
I think the two commandments that Jesus gave said exactly what it is. He said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, all your strength. And he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus' whole gospel was love. I mean, God is love. Love conquers all. I mean, that's the ultimate power. And that's why I'm sure his apostles were expecting to hear one of the Ten Commandments that Moses gave, but it's love, brother. I mean, that's it. And he said it crystal clear in those two commandments. I don't know what else you could say.
That's amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Glenn, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right, brother.
Amazing. Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Let me go to Eddie, a first-time caller out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Eddie, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Eddie.
I wanted to answer your biblical question.
What's the greatest display of power?
Self-responsibility for your actions. Because I can't make a response for you in heaven. I can't make you a response in the earth. What I do is what I do, and what you do is what you do. You've got to admit to it and support what your actions were.
Amazing. Interesting. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, Eddie. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm going to be speaking from the white perspective. I want to ask you from my black perspective.
Okay.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett or Crooked Crockett, whatever you want to call her. What is your opinion of how she's pushing the race button to separate the government and the people? I'm getting tired of everybody blaming everything on racist. 90%, if not more, don't care what color you are as long as you're a good person and you're not interfering with their life.
She's evil, she's wicked, and she's only thinking about herself. She want to get back into power, and she's lying to the people because she knows that racism doesn't exist. Never has, never will, and cannot exist. Our battle is a spiritual battle between good and evil. But she's doing that because she wants the blacks to vote for her. And she knows that if she cry racism and accuse white people of being racist, most, not all, but most black people in that area are going to vote for her because they don't know yet. They don't realize that she's lying to them for personal gain. That's the only reason she says it.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. And I'm going to throw this out here, and I don't mean it to be a promotion, but if you get a chance, check my books out on Amazon.
Okay, but don't promote them yet because I don't know what they are, so don't promote them, all right?
Yes, sir. That's why I didn't list the name.
Right on. Thank you, Eddie. Amazing.
You have a great day.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Super Chat. Anthony L., it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Old TV ad.
They're out there chasing ice. ice, baby. Amazing. Thank you.
R. Galunas, no message.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Chris bought a coffee. While doing the silent prayer, I get thoughts and let them pass, like you say. Between the thoughts, however, I get moments of extreme peace where I'm just staring into the dark as a feeling I can't really describe. Is this being still and knowing him?
To be aware of the thoughts, you are looking into the darkness, and you are separated from them when you can see them. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Cesar, 3. Jesse, last year when I was first doing the silent prayer for over 3 months, started to get a lot of hell while working at my last job, but still stayed with it. Soon after, I was blessed with my current job, which has changed my life for the better. Did God give me this job, or did I just get lucky?
I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that he gives you the ability to take care of yourself physically. Amazing. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf.
Congratulations on the new job.
Bulgar Wolf, the greatest display of power.
Our response to the biblical question
is to endure until the end.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Thank you, and I'll respond on Sunday.
Craig D. reiterates, use the theme from Good Times for your opening video.
Thank you.
Fazul, all men are their mama until they drop their anger and forgive. I passed that on and watched grown men contort in anger. I realized I was watching a demon.
Amazing. Absolutely. Every male on the planet and every female on the planet become like their mothers. And that's why they must be born again. Return to the Father, meaning don't hate your father or your mother, and you shall be born again. Amazing. Thank you.
Craig D., if I have to say all that to my mom, I'm screwed. Don't say that, kids.
Well, if you want to be free, if you don't go and forgive her, you're screwed. Don't say that, kids.
Thank you, Craig D., who also says Whitney Houston has nothing on Jesse.
Where is Whitney now?
In heaven.
I'm really gonna miss you. Everything about you. Thank you.
Only love matters. Howdy, Jesse. Farm girl, black girl emoji. Carrot. Should we love Satan as our enemy?
Don't hate Satan, that's for sure. Because you become what you love. So don't hate. When you hate, you will love. When you love, you will hate. And you're in a mess. Don't hate him. Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin in Ohio, Matthew 12:36. But I tell you, everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they've spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, by your words you'll be condemned. Jesus out of his own mouth said, when he returns, he'll judge everyone for everything they've done and said in the flesh. Why you keep lying on Jesus, Jesse? Asks Calvin.
I don't understand the question, Kevin. Call me. 888-77-JESSE. The question is not clear. Amazing.
Jermaine, biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
Showing love.
Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday.
Everblazer says, he's been a member for 8 months.
Right on. Thank you.
Jesse, that caller was talking about you having a third eye. What the?
I'm like, what the?
Birdie Bound Brian, the greatest display of power is a man of God. Trump now, Trump forever.
Trump, they call him king. Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, be still and know, answer to the biblical question.
Thank you, and I'll respond on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Craig D., Jesse missed his calling as a lounge singer.
Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin in Ohio with the follow-up coffee. John 16:23. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Jesse, how can you be of truth when even you continue to lie on the Son of God to callers?
Thank you, Kevin. I had no idea what your question is, but call me and make it clear at 888-7753-773. Just to be quoting scriptures doesn't make any sense to me. What? Nah. Thank you, though.
Priscilla from Houston. I would like to let Mimi know she used to get on my nerves when she would speak, oh, Lord, like Jesse. But now I'm happy to hear her. Mimi, you have changed for the better. Thanks, Jesse. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you. Mimi have changed in mighty, mighty ways. Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn, the greatest display of power, biblical question answer,
okay,
is to let go and stop fighting with the devil inside of you and others. Be a doormat.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Sion, sing again for Scott Adams' contribution, Jesse. Your voice has such bass to it. Star eyes and speaker blaring.
Thank you, Sion. That's amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And let me just double check on the Cash App crew. Shout out to the Cash supporters. And Marilyn, then the DLive crew, thank you to Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters. And of course, the Rumble crew, What Is Up 77 Market, Jules Verne, and the rest. And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate it. Let me go to Isaac, a first-time caller out of California. Isaac, you are on the air.
Hi. First of all, I just wanted to say an amazing tribute to Scott Adams.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I love Scott Adams. I love you, too. I always wanted to meet him. I've met you twice, but it was just like almost like you were singing to me. I've been, you know, pretty shaken up by the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. May his soul rest in peace.
And so it was kind of amazing. So I'm a first-time caller, so to hear you talking about him and about to talk to you is, like, crazy.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, so the biblical question.
What is the greatest display of power?
Okay, so the whole thing with Scott Adams' passing is what kind of inspired the thought, because at first I thought, oh, it's like something great, like the cosmos exploding, but we can't be there for that. Like, we don't see that. You think, like, the sun shines so bright, it, like, gives life or whatever. So it's like, but it's not that either. I think it is passing with grace is the greatest display of power. Being able to go with, dignity, with grace, doing what you do.
Amazing. Interesting, and I will put my two cents in on Sunday. I want you to know, but I can't. I got to wait. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Rick, a first-time caller out of Colorado. Rick, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Good. Yeah, like you said, first-time caller. I've watched you on socials, watched your show a lot, and just felt compelled to call in this morning about your question.
What is the greatest display of power?
Yeah, and I've listened to all the callers and to the texters, and I can't believe no one's brought it up yet, but to me, the greatest display of power has got to be the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead has got to be the greatest display of power. And the reason I say that is not only was a dead man raised from the grave and brought back to life and sent home back to heaven for eternity, but when that happened, all of humanity, for those who believed in him, had their sins wiped away as well. And so in one fell swoop, everyone is forgiven who believes in Jesus Christ.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that response. Very interesting, though. Thank you for that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Jesse, I do have a question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So as a 30-year-old white man, how do we deal with the inexplicable racism that we are told we have when we say we don't see racism or we don't see color? How do we handle that?
By not resenting them and have nothing to do with it. Live your life and leave them in their misery, in their hell. But don't resent them. They cannot see.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Okay. I am so out of time. Do we need to get to it? I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. And then at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. You don't want to miss it. Seth from Virginia. Rob from PA, Pennsylvania. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. And the caller that just dropped, I am out of time. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, is Bible Thumper Thursday. We love the Bible Thumpers. Bible Thumper Thursday and the Women's Forum. I appreciate you all. Thank you for your support. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. Get on that straight and narrow path and forget about the world. Leave everybody else in their hell, but don't judge them. Love them. They know not what they do. All right? Don't judge them. Be free. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And just stay with it. All right, y'all. The Hake Report is coming now. And I'll be back tomorrow. And after the Hake, don't forget the American Anchor Baby. Take care. We got to show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
We have more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more.
most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.